We're on Daf Tesvavim and Aleph. And if you count up from the bottom, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 lines up from the bottom, Ela Omar Rava. So let's just review what we know. We had a statement originally from Rabbi Yochanan that Lo Saseh Shekodmo Esei Lo Kenolav. Meaning if the Esei is independent of the Lav, then you get Malkus, and we suspend the principle of Lav Hanitak L'Esei Ein Lo Kenolav. And the case that he deals with is Vayishlechu Min HaMachne, meaning we're dealing with the situation of a Tomei who has to be sent out of the Machne Yisrael. And in that case, we have a Lav of Lo Yitamu Es Machnehem. And our Mishnah at the beginning of the third parak of Makkos establishes that a Tomei Shenichnas L'Migdosh Lokin. I, there's an essay, V'yishalcho min ha-machne, Kol Tzarua v'chol Zav v'chol Tomei L'Nefesh. The answer is that it's a Lav Shekodmo essay. The essay applies independent of the Lav, which means that if a person is Tomei and he's in the Migdosh, even if he didn't violate Vlo Yitamus Machneim because he became Tomei in the Migdosh, there's an essay of Yishalcho Min HaMachne. The fact that you get Malkus, and we don't consider this a Lav Anitak L'Essay, can only be understood because it's a Lav Shekodmo Essay. The essay is not coming to fix up the Lav, but rather the essay is independent of the Lav, and it applies even without violation of the Lav. Rabbi Yochanan initially rescinded his statement because he had a problem with a brisa. The brisa says that ones shegiresh, if a man was ma'anes anara besula, and afterwards he married her because of the pasuk velosi alisha, then he divorced her and he violated the law of lo yuchal shalcha kol yomav. And the halacha is, if he's a Yisrael, he remarries her, he fulfills the mitzvah velosi alisha, the ain't a lokan, he doesn't get malchus. So Rabbi Yochanan asks the question, isn't this a lav shekodmo essay? Because even before he violated the lav of lo yuchal shalcha, he is obligated to fulfill the essay of lo siya li'ish. He has to marry her, and that chiv marriage is independent of and comes before the violation of the lav for gerushin. Why then is he exempt from malchus? Apparently this brice applies the rule of lav anitak l'essay, even though in this case the essay comes before the lav, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan rescinded his statement. However, although the Gemara goes through somersaults in the air to try to answer this question of ones and why ones gets, why is he exempt from malchus, even though it's a lav shekodmo essay, and the Gemara tries to establish that it's a lav hanitakli essay because the essay of Alosi Elisha applies even after the Averis Alav, based on a Yalfusa from Motzi Shemra. But the Gemara goes back and forth, vacillating if we can compare Ones and Motzi Shemra, because on the one hand, Motzi Shemra has a Chumra of Lokim Mishalim that we don't find by Ones. On the other hand, Ones has a Chumra of Maisa, Kavid Maisa, who is Motzi Shemra, has low Avid Maisa, and therefore it's a Kula. And since we compare Ones and Motzi Shemra with each one with its own Chumra, its own Kula, we could never really derive one from the other. Which means that even if you were to say that a Motzi Shemra who violates the love of L'yuchal Sholcha and divorces his wife, if he remarries her, he's exempt from Malkus, we don't know if that could prove anything as far as Ones is concerned, because maybe the Torah was more makil in Motzi Shemra to alleviate the Megarish of Malkus because Loka Ovid Maisa. In the case of Ones, maybe the Torah would clamp down Malkus and we should apply the principle of Lav Shekodmo Esei. Why is it then that the Brice establishes that in the case of Ones, if he's Yisrael, Machzir V'Eino Loka? And this question remains a question that should bother our minds and bother the mind of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rava came up with an answer, and that's what we're going to look at now. El Amar Rava, Kol Yomav Biamod V'Hachzer. What this means is, as Rashi interprets it, that Ones is Machzir Vein Aloka. The reason for that, says Rashi, is it's a Lav Anita Klase. We don't apply the principle here of Lav Shekodmo Ese. And the reason why is because the Torah should have said Lo Yuchal L'Shalcha, and that would have been sufficient. Rashi says, My Ka'ama, why does it say Kol Yomav? The two words Kol Yomav are superfluous. And they were added in the Pasuk to teach us that in the case where he divorced his wife and violated the Isur of Lo Yuchal Shalcha, is Kol Yomav. Kol Yomav means Yachzirena. Amod Vachzer Koi. For the rest of his life, he is obligated in the mitzvah of remarrying his wife in the case of Ones, after the Gerishin. Im Shilcha, Lo Yushilochel L'Kol Yomav, Harei Esei Achar Averis Halav. And the Gemara says that not only is this Rava, but V'chein Ki Osa Ravin, which means when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Ravin was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan in Eretz Yisrael, he came to Bavel, and he transmitted a lot of Rabbi Yochanan's Torah, and one of the particular pieces of Torah that he transmitted the name of Rabbi Yochanan is the same identical teretz that we have from Rava, Kol Yomav Biamod Vachzer. So it's interesting that Rabbi Yochanan himself rescinded his original position of Lav Shekod Moesei Lokin Alav, and the reason for that was because of his kasha from the Brice of Ones. Why is Chose Machzir Vil'Eino Loke? What makes it into a Lav Hanita Klesi? It should be a classical case of a Lav Shekodmo Ese. And the answer is, because of the two extra words of Kol Yomav, which come to teach us that Amod Vehachzer. So that's where we're up to now. Amalei Rav Papa L'Rava. Rav Papa has a problem. And we're going to have to rack our brains to figure out this problem. Rav Papa says, "V'holo dami l'lave, v'holo dami lave l'lav dechasima." The paradigm of Malkus for the averis halav, or says lo sachsam shor bedisho, and the Gemara here in Malkus, we learned it on Yud Gimel and Beis, derives from Lo Sachsam Shor Bedisho, all the Peturim of Malkus, because the Torah's Chiv Malkus is written contiguous to Lo Sachsam Shor Bedisho in the Torah, and all sorts of lavim that aren't similar to Lo Sachsam, for example, a lav Shembo Maisa, or a lav Hanitak Liese, lav Hanitak Lasoros Asoros Mises Bezdin, etc., etc. These all are exempt from Malkus because they're not Dumya to Lav de Chasima. So let's apply that logic, says Rav Papa, to the case of a Lav Shekodmo Ese. Lav of Chasima has no Ese at all. The Lav of Kodmo Ese has something unique, something that puts it on a different level than Lo Sachsam. And therefore, in the case of a Lav Shekodmo Ese, how can Rabbi Yochanan maintain that there's a Chiyuv Malkus, it's not Dumya de Lav de Chasima? You may understand that on a conceptual level, Lav Shekodmo Ese is different than Lav Hanitak Lese, and that logical distinction can be accepted, but at the end of the day, you cannot engender Malkus unless it's Dumya de Lav de Chasima. And in this case of a Lav Shekodmo Ese, because you have both a Lav and an Ese, it's different than Lo Sachsam Shor Bedisho. But let's try to analyze the question of Rav Papa. After all, how Dumya do you have to be Dumya? You know, if one could say, well, you know, it's not an animal, so it's not Dumya de Lo Sachsam Shor Bedisho. I mean, how similar does it have to be? The fact that it also has an Ese, that doesn't seem to make it dissimilar from Lo Sachsam. True, I admit that Lo Sachsam doesn't have an essay. But so what? Why is it meaningful that the essay should make it different such that Lo Sachsam should exclude it from Malkus? And perhaps that's really the question that we should ask as we see Rava's answer to Rav Papa's question. Amalei, Rava turns to Rav Papa and asks him the following question, rhetorically. Mishum de kasabe rachmona esse yisera migra gora. On the contrary, if you compare a lav shekodmo essay to the case of lav de chasima, and again, our paradigm of lav shekodmo essay is tomei shenichnas lemigdash, we would say that tomei shenichnas lemigdash, dafka by virtue of the fact that it also has an essay in the dish to the lav, makes it into more chomer. Why is it migra gora? Why is it on a lower level than lav de chasima? If lav de chasima gets malchus, then you're not going to tell me that another lav, which is more chomer, should not get malchus, because it's more chomer. You have to find some fundamental distinction. And truth be told, when Rav Papa asks this question, it's very possible that what he has in the back of his mind is the svara of Ein Onshin Min Adin. Meaning, if Lo Sachsom is different than a lav shekodmo essay, but you have to add the logic that by virtue of the fact that the Torah in a lav shekodmo essay added an essay to the lav, therefore that makes it even more chamur. Well, that kind of logic doesn't cut the mustard with regard to onshin, where we have the principle of ein onshin min adin. But the Gemara, in fact, spills the beans here, reveals the secret of Rav Papa in the next line. Ihachi. Now we're going to begin to understand really what was bothering Rav Papa. What was lying at the root of his question? Lav shenita chlesei nami. Why don't we say the following thing? You derive from dumia de lav de chasima that we have to knock off lav shenita chlesei from a chi of malchus, because lav anita chlesei is different than lo sachsom shar b'disho. Lema, why don't we say the following logic, just as you applied it, Rava? Mishum de kasabe rachmona essay yisera migra gora. On the contrary, a lav anitak l'essay has both a lav and an essay. The Torah is so particular and meticulous about achieving a certain goal that the Torah added to the lav an essay. Maybe we should say einon shemin adin, meaning that lav anitak l'essay. You know, you might have said Einon Shimon Adin, but now you're telling me no, that we don't apply the principle of lav of Einon Shimon Adin in terms of the derivation from lav de chasima. Every lav in the Torah is assumed, unless we know otherwise, to be mechayev malchus. In order to use the principle of dumya de lav de chasima or ain't a dumya de lav de chasima to exempt something from malchus, there has to be some sort of radical or fundamental difference. So the fact that in the lav anitak lesson is also an essay, does that make it fundamentally different? Again, if you had to place a particular lav into the bag and prove and establish that it generates a chi of malchus, then you're right, we would apply the principle of ein onshin min adin. But if every lav, unless proven otherwise, is assumed to generate malchus, and now you want to use Eino Dumya de lav de chasima to reveal and to establish that there is no malchus, why would you do so in the case of lav hanitak l'essay? Why does the fact that in addition to the lav, there's also an essay, create a situation of Eino Dumya? On the contrary, the fact that the Torah added a nituk l'essay should indicate it's more chamur. The Torah is very meticulous and very demanding about it, very concerned about it. So for sure, the violation should occur a chi of malchus. And we can summarize everything that we learned here in understanding Rav Papa's question, his position, by formulating thusly, what's the difference between lav shekodmo essay and lav shenitakli essay? Why is it that in lav shenitakli essay, the fact that you've added an essay to the lav, that's enough to establish an edumya de lav de chasima and to alleviate malchus, whereas in the case of lav shekodmo essay, the fact that you have an additional essay is not enough to establish ein edumya de lav de chasima? What's the difference between a lav anitakli essay, where we say ein edumya de lav de chasima, there's no malchus, and a lav shekodmo essay, which is dumya de lav de chasima, there is malchus? Amalei, and here's where Rava reveals the secret of lav hanitakli essay, and we'll certainly understand from his words why it has no relationship to a lav shekodmo essay. Hahu linatuke lav hu diosa. The case of a lav hanitakli essay, the essay serves a very definite purpose. And basically it says that the essay is there to be menatek the lav. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, essay, hahu l'netuke lav, lave osa, essay, she'eno miskayim el achra veris alav, when the essay is given after the violation of the lav, l'natek es alav me'onish malkus uba. It means it's coming as almost a substitute for malkus, because you could even not take the law. If you take a look in Rabbeinu Hananel, he has a slightly different girsa. Instead of lenatek es halav, he has letkune lav ehudios. It comes to be metaking the law. The difference in the two formulations, and maybe we'll get a chance to go through the Orch Lener, is that one formulation is emphasizing that the essay is coming to substitute, as Rashi says, for malkus. Again, let's read Rashi's language. L'natek es halav me'onish malkus hu diyosa. Whereas the girsa of Rabbeinu Hananel is, it's coming to mitake in the lav. Meaning, the Torah gave you the opportunity, and even the responsibility, to cut down your losses. You violated a lav, you've created a new situation which is not acceptable, now you can rectify it. So the rectification of the lav means you've really cut down the lav, trimmed it down, and reduced its severity to such an extent that it no longer engenders malchus. But that has nothing to do with a lav shekodmo essay, where the essay is independent of the averis alav. The essay is not coming to in any way fix up the lav or serve as a punishment alav. Haraya, the essay exists even without the violation of the lav. And therefore, since kodmo essay, lav shekodmo essay is not a nituk of the lav, therefore, this lav is to be viewed and defined as any other lav, and it should engender malchus, even though it has an essay. On the contrary, the essay makes it more chomer rather than less chomer. And it's dumya, the lav de chasima. So this whole shakel v'tari, and finally Rav's final answer, really reveals, sheds a light on the whole sugi from the beginning to the end. And that is that lav anitak l'essay doesn't get malchus, it's not because it's an additional essay, adarabba, that would make it even more chomer, but rather the purpose of the essay, insofar as the Torah says it's only when you violate the lav that you have the essay, is to be menatek the lav, which again, as we said, either means to substitute a punishment for the lav, or to reduce the severity of the lav, and how should we say, cut your damages. If we were to compare two classical cases of a lav hanitak l'essay, lo sigzol, which is nitak to the essay of Oshiv Sagzel Shogozal, and the case of Nosar, where the Torah is menatek the lav and says, Hanosar, mimenu ad boker, ba'esh tisrofu, we can really focus on the difference between Rashi's girsa in this Gemara and Rabbeinu Hananel's girsa in the Gemara. In the case of Sreifas Nosar, it's hard to assume that the Sreifas Nosar has any impact in reducing the severity of the Averis Halav. The Averis Halav is, you let the Basar Kodshim go beyond its allotted time period, you didn't eat it, it became Nosar. You're responsible for the creation of the Nosar. To say that the Sreifa now reduces the original Lav, it has some impact in rectifying the original situation, that's very difficult to assume. That would rather be a kind of an essay which serves as a nituk of the lav. And here Rashi's girsa would be more helpful, I think. However, if we take the lav of Lo Sigzal with the essay of a Hashem Sagzela Shagazal, there we could say that the essay really is meant to undo Limafreya, so to speak. Well, it can't be my friend, but it really removes, rescinds the gzeil itself. And therefore, by impacting on the gzeil and rectifying it, we can understand the girsa of Rabbeinu Hananel. We can be more comfortable with Rabbeinu Hananel than we were in the case of Sreifas Nosar, because what's happening here is you are really rectifying the word tikune lave. That phrase of tikun alav is very appropriate. And in the case of Shalech to Shalech Esaim, there too it's a little bit difficult to understand why that would be a tikkun on the lav. You took the fledglings, the little birds, in the presence of the mother. Now you send away the mother bird. You could say that you now have an essay, and the Torah gave you that essay as a substitute for the onesh of Malkus, but to say that that essay rectifies the lav, I'm not sure. Again, this may be dependent upon how you understand the lav of lo yuchal lakachas haseim al abonim. If it's cruelty, I don't know, the cruelty was done already. That's a discussion in the Ramban, and we'll see maybe later on. Now, in the case of Achzoras Grushoso, whether it be in Motzi Shemra or as we saw in the case of Ones, there we can talk about, as we saw in the case of Hashem as Akzelish or Gozal, rectifying the original lav. Rabbeinu Chanan would be very comfortable. It is really a tikune alav. But Rashi's approach of Nituk alav seems to have a more universal appeal than the approach of Rabbeinu Chanan. And now, Rabosai, we start a sugya within a sugya. Meaning, until now we've been discussing Lav Shekod Moese, and we tried to compare Lav Anitak Lese to Lav Shekod Moese. Now we're really entering deep into the sugya of Lav Hanitak Liese. And the Gemara says the following. We just established in the name of Rava, and Rava in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that in the case of Ones, the reason why it's considered a Lav Anitak Liese, and the Israel, after he divorces his Anusa, he will remarry her and exempt himself from Malkus, is because of the Pasuk Lo Yuchal L'Shalcha Kol Yomav B'Amod V'Achzer. Meaning, even after he divorces her, he's obligated to remarry her. So the Gemara says the following. And we're going to read the Gemara according to the Girsa of Rashi. Tosis later on has a different Pirush in this whole sugya. And in fact, many Rishonim have a different Girsa. The Girsa is just the opposite. Hinicha, says the Gemara, Leman diomer bitlo velo bitlo. El Leman diomer kimo velo kimo, my ika lememar. We have here machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We begin with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that bitlo velo bitlo, which means the following. We'll say it in a general sense, and then we'll look, Belineder, at Rashi. If a person violates a lav hanitak liese, the Torah says to him, you're not chayev, malchus, until you're mavata liese. Meaning, the very fact that the essay suspended in midair is feasible, that itself suspends the malchus. Malchus cannot be given to you when you violate the law because you have in your back pocket the potential to fulfill the essay. And as long as you have that potential to fill the essay, let's say we don't know whether you're going to fill the essay or not, but since we don't know, we have to assume that the possibility, since it exists, suspends the Malchus. The Malchus is up in the air. And it may be up in the air until the very day he dies, for the rest of his life, because there's no point in time, again we'll clarify this in a minute, change this, there's no point in time which you can say for sure, it's fixed in stone, that the essay is completely impossible. The essay is always a possibility. A man steals something, you never know when and at what point, 50 years may go by, or 100 years, till he returns, but he may return in the mitzvah of Veish Tagzeh Shal Gozal, V'chein Hola, V'chein Hola, V'chuli, in all the cases of Alav Anitak Liese. So therefore, when we get to the point of Amod V'achzer, in the case of Ma'anes Shagiris Ishto, and he's Israel, and for the rest of his life, he's obligated to remarry her, then since that essay lingers in the air as a potential, we can never give him malchus, because he, at any point in his life, he may take advantage of the opportunity to fulfill the essay and therefore successfully be not take the lav. What does bitlo velo bitlo mean? The only way that we can determine and generate a chiv malchus is through bitlo. Bitlo means if he actively destroys the essay. He does something which makes it impossible for him to fulfill the essay. The classical case would be in Shiluach Ha'em al Abonim. He's obligated, if he took the mother bird, to send her free. He went ahead and shechted the mother bird. He can no longer fulfill Shalach to Shalach Ha'em. In the case of Gzela, he destroyed the Chefta Gozel. In the case of Ma'anes Shegirsha, we would have to believe that there's some active way he could be Mevatel the essay of Amod Vachzer of Velosi Elisha. The Gemara later on, we'll get into it, maybe not tonight, but a different time, he's going to talk about a case of a neder, where he took a neder, which cannot be subject to hafara, that he will not remarry this woman. So he actively was mevatel the essay. The emphasis here of bitlo v'lo bitlo is the kumva essay of bitlo essay. How are you mevatel the essay? Again, usually when we think about the concept, the terminology bitlo essay, we associate it with non-fulfillment of an essay. You have a mitzvah of a lekatam lachem to take the lulav, and you didn't do so. The day went by, Yom HaRishon, and you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of lekatam as priates hodr, etc. That would be a bitlo essay. That's not what we're talking about here. The concept of bitlo essay in the case of Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of lavanita klesi means to actively bekuva say be mevatel the essay. Not that you didn't take the lulav, but that you destroy the object which you're obligated to return. And you therefore actively made it impossible for you to return and to fulfill the essay. Up until that point, says Rabbi Yochanan, you cannot be chayev malchus for the lav that you violated, because the Torah was menatek that lav, and you still have the possibility until the day you die of being menatek lav by fulfilling the essay. At that very moment in time, when you destroy the object and make it impossible to fulfill the essay, that's called bitlo. At that moment, we no longer can say, well, you know, he has the possibility of the essay to be menatek the lav. He doesn't have the possibility of the essay to be menatek the lav. In any event, when we get back to our case of Ma'anes, and we discuss the Kol Yomav Ba'amod Vachzer, it's very clear why he doesn't have malchus. He's not chayv malchus by divorcing his anusa, because he has the entire balance of his life to fulfill the essay and be menatek the lav. Only when he gets to the moment in which he's mevatel the essay, then he gets malchus. So if that be the case, everything's good. The lav anita klesi of Amod Vachzer in the case of Ones exempts him from malchus, because he has in his back pocket the potential to fulfill the essay and be menatek the lav. But now the Gemara turns to Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is of the opinion, kimo velo kimo. What's the nature of a lav anita klase? And why is it that you don't get malchus? The answer is because we're going to give you an option immediately. Beis Din is going to call you in and say, look, buddy, you have two choices, A or B. Either you get malchus or you mekayim the essay. If you choose not to be mekayim the essay, then non-fulfillment of the essay is enough to engender malchus. And therefore, how can you tell me kol yomav ba'amod vachzer, that we have the balance of his life, he always has the potential to fulfill the essay? That's not what kimo v'lo kimo means. Kimo v'lo kimo means we summon him into Beis Din, and immediately he's got to make a choice decision. Is he going to be mekayim the essay, and then he's parted from Malkus because he was menatek the lav, or his other option is he gets Malkus. So if he doesn't fulfill the essay, he gets Malkus. And therefore the concept of Kol Yomav is very, very difficult according to Reish Lakish. Let's see Rashi in Sar, because everything we said is based on Rashi. Rashi says, Hanich Eleman Ditoni Bitlo Velo Bitlo Eleman Ditoni Kimo Velo Kimo Maik Elomemer Ha Diamet Kol Yomav Bamod Vach Zerkoi Asiyosa Asiso Lav Hanitek Liese. What makes it the Ma'ane's case into a lav anitik lesi? The fact that kol yom v'hafzer koi ve'erchav to lo zman l'kiyum essay, you gave him the entire balance of his life to fulfill the essay. Is l'dvarecha ha'desanya machzer v'yeno loke li'olam ka'omar kol zman sh'yucha lomar. As long as he can push us off and say, you know what? When I get around to it, I'll remarry this woman. Ani machzer is ein bezdin malkroso. Bezdin will not be able to implement Malkus. Why? Because Kol Yomav. He's got Kol Yomav. Everything makes sense. But Hanich Alaman the Tony the Kamal Lav and Nit Kasi Bitel SS Chayav Alav. Lo Bitel SA Potur. Until he actively is Mavata, that makes it impossible to fulfill the essay, he's Potur from Malkus. That's called Rabbi Yochanan's Bitlo Velo Bitlo. Means Halav Toli Bitel SA. Now the Lav is suspended, as far as Malkus is concerned, until he's mevatel the essay. V'eino nigmar ad sheyevatel esa essay biyodayim. This is a very, very revealing Rashi. We'll come back to it in a minute. Is therefore, as long as he wasn't mevatel the essay, and he didn't make it impossible, k'dei shol yuchal l'kayim, ikol emeimar kol yomav, yesh lo takonim b'chazora, and we cannot give Malkus, because he can always push off the Kiyum essay, as long as he wasn't Mevatel the essay. The Lav, as far as Malkus, is clinched when he's Mevatel the essay. But therefore, it's logical and appropriate to say, Kol Yomav Biamod V'Achzerka. And Rashi now indicates, what is the Bitel essay in the case of Anes? Elim Kein Madira. He takes a Nedesh Lotena Mimena, and this becomes a Nedesh Ein Lo Afara Kinel Kaman. And at that point, when he blocks and makes it irreversibly impossible for him to mekayim the essay of Amod Vachzer, that bitul essay is what clinches the lav and completes it, and engenders Malkus. But Kol Yomav, until he does such a strange thing as take that whammy of a neder, he's potter from Malkus. But Rashi adds something very important here, which I want to come back to in just a minute, and that is that the bitul essay, according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Bitlo Velo Bitlo, is the gemar Avera Salav. But before we get to that, let's just finish and get the whole picture. El Olaman Diomar. According to the other opinion, the Tony Lekamon, Kiyam Esa Potur, Lo Kimo Chayov, Shai Esa Tikunu Shalav, who Viena Lav Toli Bibitel Esa. So the Lav itself is complete when he violates the Lav. The moment he violates the Lav, it's complete Aver Salav. It should engender Malkus, just the Torah says that we're going to give you an opportunity, an option, to be Mekayim and Esay, be Metakin the Lav. Mishosh over a Lav Nigmar. What a beautiful Rashi. Rashi says that the contrast between Bitlo Velo Bitlo and Kimo Velo Kimo is whether or not the Aver Salav is complete in its time. If you hold Bitlo Velo Bitlo, the Aver Salav is only complete with a bitul essay. If you hold kimo v'lo kimo, the aver salav in and of itself is complete. Narvas, the Torah said to you, here's a possibility, an opportunity to become the essay. And then you'll be menatik the lav. Havala essay nitan lakara malkus. So what happens when a person violates a lav anitik l'essay if you hold kimo v'lo kimo? We bring him into Bezdin. And we actually offer him a choice. K'shiyavala Bezdin, we say to him, oh, you know what? Right now, you're Chayiv Malkus. As far as we're concerned, you violated the law and you did everything you need to do in order to deserve Malkus. But we're going to give you an option to be Menatek the law, to be Oker the Chayiv Malkus. How? Be Mekayim the Esay v'Yipoter. Oh, if you don't take advantage of that opportunity, Yilke. Why Yilke? Because the Aver Salav is complete. It's not like Rav Yochanan and Bitlo Velo Bitlo, where it's impossible to give Malchus because he hasn't yet completed the Aver Salav. Rashi says, Eino Nigmar, the violation of the Lav is not complete. Achi Yivatel Sesebi Adayim, Bitl Olam Shel Yuchal Iskayimot. Until he does that second action of Bittel essay, which means he makes it impossible to fulfill the essay, when he actively is mevatel the essay and closes the door on the essay, that's when he completes the lav. Is therefore the language of Kol Yomav Be'amod V'Achzerkoi is a perfect match for Bitlo V'lo Bitlo. We cannot possibly give Malchus until the Bittel essay. And therefore, as long as we're saying to him, Kol Yomav Be'amod V'Achzer, you have to remarry and you have till the day you die to do so, you have not yet been mevatel the essay, the lav itself is incomplete, and therefore there's no chiv malchus. But if I hold kimo v'kimo, kimo v'lo kimo, which means, says Rashi, the aver salav is complete, and it's not dependent upon bitul essay, there is no concept bitul essay, where the concept is kiyum essay. In a positive sense, we're going to give you the opportunity to be mekayim the essay, and people not take the lav. If you don't take advantage of that opportunity, then immediately we'll give you malchus because the averas halav is therefore lekel lemeimer kol yomav bi amod v'achzerkoi kidikar amrith. The logic of amod v'achzerkoi, if you hold kimo v'kimo, is completely off base, because what does it mean kol yomav amod v'achzer? Right now, after you violated the lav, you divorce this woman, she's your anusa. We bring you into Beis Din, and right now you have a choice decision. If you don't make the right choice, and you're not willing to remarry her immediately, then you get malchus. And that's what it says over here. Shev lo yachzirenu miyad. Please emphasize that word miyad. He's got to make an immediate decision. When he comes into Beis Din, yilku. To lekel lememe yikayim liachar zman. He cannot push off the kima mitzvah. Diyimkein lo kiyem. Because right now, if he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah, it's lokiyim. Is hechi domli olam uyachol omer ani mekayim. So therefore, it's meaningless to say for the ma'anis to say, "Well, I divorced him, but you know what? I got plenty of time. Got till the balance of my life to be mekayim." The essay, no. Right now, when he comes to Beis Din, we're going to twist his arm and we're going to ask him point blank, "Are you willing to be mekayim the essay and be ma'aser now?" It's got to be miyad. Otherwise, there's no reason to hold up the base of the court's decision and the law, which is that he's chayv the onish malchus because he violated the aver salav. If I hold bitlo velo bitlo, he's not yet chayv for the aver salav. Why? Because the lav is incomplete until he's mevatel the essay. It means that if you hold bitlo velo bitlo, it's a phenomenal chiddush. What a breakthrough. When the Torah gives you an essay after the Aver Salav, what the Torah is saying is that the Lav itself is incomplete. It means the Lav is a combination of A plus B of two actions. The first action is a violation of the Lav per se. The second action is the Bittul essay. Until you've done A plus B, the Lav in its Aver, and then the Bittul essay, you have not completed the Aver Salav. And for sure you're not Chayv Malchus. Is that's called Kol Yomav B'Amod V'Achzerkoi. He could always push us off and say, well, you know what? I have the essay, I take advantage of it later on. But I haven't yet been mevatel the essay. And Kol Zman, if I haven't been mevatel the essay, my aver salav is incomplete. Before we see Tosis, I'd like to raise the following question with you. We have an issue, a machlokes, elsewhere in Shas, in the Gemara Masech to Sanhedrin, about what's called Hasra'as Safek. Meaning, if I give you Hasra, don't do X. And even if you violate X, you may or may not be Chayav the Onesh. That is what's called Hasra'as Safek. And what it really means is that the Maisa that I'm telling you to avoid, in the Hasra, I tell you don't do Maisa Mesuyam, a well-defined Maisa, that really doesn't clinch the Chiyuv Onesh. Let's take Malchus as an example. You're not necessarily going to be Chayiv Malchus, meaning you could violate the Hasra and yet not be Chayiv Malchus. And if that possibility exists, that's called Hasra Sofek. And what I want to do is analyze a Lav Hanitik Liesse
and ask the following question. Forget about Dumya de Lav de Chasima, forget about the concept of Nitukas Halav and then Tikkun Halav and all that we've discussed. Let's just ask if, don't we have here what's called a Hasra Safek? I can tell you don't violate the Lav, but I can tell you that if you violate the Lav, you're definitely going to incur a Chiv Malkus. And this becomes very profound in the case of Rabbi Yochanan, bitlo v'lo bitlo. If the Chiyuv Avera depends upon A plus B, you have two actions, the combination of which completes the Avera Salav as far as the onus is concerned. You need both the violation of the Lav and the bitl essay, bekum v'asei, actively be a dam, you have to be mavatal the essay. So then, when I give you the Asra, don't steal, for example, or if you steal, you get Malkus. That's not really true. I can steal and not get Malkus. Because until I do the second action, there's no Averis Alav as far as Malkus is concerned. The Averis Alav is incomplete. So that Hasra Safe kicks in here because the Hasra is not attached to the first Maisa. And it cannot engender a Vadai Chiv Malkus. However, in contrast, Mashenkin, if I hold chemo velo chemo, then the violation of the Lav is complete and it engenders the Chiv Malkus. The only thing is, I have the possibility of removing the Chiv Malkus. So take, for example, in the Nedarim and Shavuos, I violate the Neder. So will you say that Tzasra is Safi because I could be Matir the Neder, I could do Hataras Chacham, I could come in front of a tribunal and be Matir the Neder? A Chacham, okay, a Neder may Karo? L'chara, we wouldn't say such a thing. That's not really Asra Safek, because Asra Safek means that I haven't yet completed and clinched the Avera Salav and the Chiv Malkus. I have in the case of Neder. And Narvas, I could do something later to undermine what I did before. I could retroactively impact on what I did before to undermine, to uproot a Lav, which in and of itself, the Maisa Avera Salav engendered Malkus. That's not Asra Safek. Truth be told, one could ostensibly argue, even according to Rabbi Yochanan Bitlo v'lo Bitlo, that it's Asros Vadai. But in order to do so, to accomplish that goal, you'd have to shift the Hasra from the moment of the Aver Salav to the moment of the Bitl Essay. And here we have to raise the following question. If you have a Lav that's comprised of two different Maisim, does that itself mean that since I cannot pinpoint one particular mice and call it, well, there's the Aver Salav, it's always Asra Sofik by definition, or do I say no? If I need action A plus B, if it means that the B, the second action, will clinch the Aver Salav, maybe the Asra could be attached to the second action. And that's something that we'll have to analyze. If you take a look for a moment on Omid Beis, we have three lines before the end of the daf. You have Shvua Sha'ochal Kikar Zayom. Just one second. That's actually a more complicated case. Let me just see if the... Let's take the following case. Let's say a person takes upon himself a shvua shelo yochal kikar zeh im ochel kikar zeh. So the first kikar is asur b'shvua, and the second kikar is the tnai in the shvua, and it requires that he eat the second kikar. And can I give masra on the first kikar? Let's say he took a shvur that he won't eat the first kikar, but we don't know whether he'll eat the second kikar and be makayim the tnai and activate the neder, the shvur. Therefore, the shvur would be a asra safek. Or can I say, well, if he ate the first kikar, now he's about to eat the second kikar, lo ochal kikar zuim, lo ochal kikar zu, and now when he's makayim, at the moment when he's been makayim the tnai by eating the second kikar, is he gloy milsa that the eating of the first kikar was the aver salav? See, that case would possibly qualify as asra safek because the asra is really not attached to the aver salav at all. It's attached to the bitl atnai, or I should say to the kiyum atnai. And that might not be a valid asra. But in the case of bitlo v'lo bitlo, where the bitl essay is integrally a part of the aver salav, then if I attach the asra to the bitl essay, and I tell him one moment before he's mevatel the essay that he's going to be chayv malchus, then insofar as it's the second maisa of the lav, of the avera, and it clinches the avera, that could be asros vadai. But clearly this is a lot smoother according to Reish Lakish, who holds kimo v'lo kimo, where the asra comes before the complete maisa avera. The maisa avera is complete according to Reish Lakish, even before we get into the discussion about the kiyum essay or the lack thereof. Take a look at Tosfos Divra Maschil Hinicha. Pirish Bekutsh Zekai L'Shinui D'Rava D'Chol Yom V'Yamod V'Achzer V'Yesh Lo Takana B'Achzor Hashenim Avatol Esei Elim Kedi Dira D'Oz Einu Yochol Lomar Adayin Esa Ena. So Tosfos summarizes Rashi that the concept of Amod V'Achzer as a Lav Anitak L'Esei makes perfect sense according to bitlo velo bitlo, because as long as he hasn't been mevatel the essay of remarrying this woman, it's amod vachzerkoi, he cannot be chayev malchus. That's the lavanitik essay. El lemandi omar kimo velo kimo michael and meimar bekuli shmaita pirish bekuchus the kimo hainu dichshem mazhirin also based on lekayim essay who mekayimo. Rashi works with the premise that kimo v'lo kimo means we summon the overall lav into Beis Din and we give him a choice and he has to make an immediate decision. If he's not willing to make the essay now, then he gets malchus. The kasha d'imkain my parach d'leman d'omer kimo v'lo kimo eino kol yom ba'mod v'achzer hashaper mishkachas le'idavi ba'mod v'achzer kol kamed lebole Beis Din. Why do we assume, why did the Makshin in our sugya work with the premise that we schlep this guy into Beis Din? As long as he's outside of Beis Din, he's free of the Chiyuv Malkus because he still has the opportunity to be Mekayim the essay. We can only engender a Chiyuv Malkus according to Rashi's understanding of Kimo Kimo when Beis Din, you know, stands him against the firing squad and says, listen buddy, you're going to get Malkus unless you do the essay. But if he's not there, and if Beis Din hasn't successfully gotten a hold of him, then there's no discussion here about non-fulfillment of the essay, which would engender Chiyuv Malkus. Lekach Nira Tosfos has a substitute shot to lo mikri kimo elo dafka kishemekayim ha essay achar sha'over halav betoch kidei dibra. Tosfos has a major breakthrough here and a fundamental argument with Rashi about the nature of kimo v'lo kimo. It means that the Torah gave you the opportunity to undo what you did. That's called chazara. The concept of chazara in Kol HaTorah Kula is a universal idea in halacha, means tol kedei dibur. The Torah always gives a person a little bit of time to rescind and to null and void that which he did. And that's called toch kedei dibur. Kedei sheles talmid, kedei shal shalom talmid l'rav. It's a very short period of time, but you can remove your... It's like you sent the arrow, but somehow the arrow is still attached to a string, and the string you can pull back the arrow. But you have a very short span of time to do so. That's called Chazara Tov Kedei Dibur. And Kimo V'lo Kimo means that the Torah says now, immediately after the Aver Slav, with Beis Din, without Beis Din, is irrelevant. Wherever you are on the face of the earth, and wherever Beis Din is far away, it's irrelevant. What is bearing here is the fact that now you have Toch Kedei Dibur to rescind the Aver Salav. Is Mimela, what's called Yorav? B'Amod V'Achzerkoi. It's totally meaningless. Umiu K'tzas Koshet Yimkein Tzorech L'Farish Hodek Toni Machzir V'Yeno Loke. When the Brisa says that if the Ma'anis divorces his wife, then he remarries her and he alleviates his chiyuv malchus, according to Reish Lakish, meaning chemo v'lo chemo, the only way I can interpret that machzir v'ena lokis, and machzir miyad tokte divach ha'gerish, and that's a bit strange. Could you imagine the man delivering a get to his wife, the Anusa, and immediately tokte they divach within a matter of seconds, hare at mekudeshes li. That's a bit far-fetched. Again, Tosis is not worried about the theoretical possibility of pulling that off. There would be a way of being Makadish and Isha, Tokadei Dibra the Gerishin, but it's highly unlikely that that's the case that's being addressed by the Brice itself. V'chein, Hamashaleach, V'eino Loke, Lo Mishtama Halchi Klal, Do Hamashma de Mahader Atakanto, Now imagine if he takes these small birds, and now the Torah says, well, you have a mitzvah of sending away the mother bird and not getting malchus, that's called chemo below chemo. Does it mean that immediately after he takes the little birds, he sends away the mother bird? It would be more logical and simple to say that he could send away shalech to shalach seim afil yachar k'dei dimur nami mashma. He comes into Bezdin and he asks, do I have a way of fixing up the lav? And Bezdin will instruct him to be mekayim the essay in this way or in that way. It's outside, it's beyond tokadei dimur. De'i dafka v'tokadei dimur hachi avil le'memer im hichzir ein aloka. Not Amod Vachzer, not Machzir Vienna Loka, meaning Bezdin instructing him, hey, you have the opportunity of being Machzir Gushoso and leaving yourself of Malkus. It should have said, Im Hichzir, if he went ahead and he immediately remarried Aina Loka. Now Tosis comes back and he makes a valiant effort to try to re establish Rashi's Pshat, Shemayesh Lefarish Pirusha Kunjus, the Shmaitin Docha. The lekel of him the shaper avi kol yomav biamod vachzer the mashvil yolam afchem bol bezdin kol zman shemiyom lahachzer afilu mian lahachzer shem bol bezdin. In other words, the mashmos of kol yomav biamod vachzer koy is that even though we got a hold of him bezdin, you know, we took him in by the lapel, you know, we roped him in around his neck and we brought him into bezdin. Nevertheless, kol yomav b'avod v'achzerpa, which means that even if he looks at Bezdin in the eyes and he says, "Feifter on it, go blow a horn. I am going to postpone my remarriage until whenever I get around to it." Darshina miyitur dekra de kol yomav the hachi kamar lo yuchal l'shalcha shiluchim shehei shiluchea kol yomav. Meaning, if you hold bitlo v'lo bitlo, the drush is perfect. It's telling you, lo yuchal shalcha, you're not allowed to divorce her in such a way that divorce is irreversible. She'ei shiluchea kol yomav. It's permanent, and there's no way of rescinding it. Dahainu bi'eino machzir klal. When he makes it impossible for him to remarry her, and Rashi says that's a case where he took a neder, and he cannot be made for the neder, or be mate the neder, he will not be able to remarry this woman, and therefore, it's kol yomav, it's no longer kol yomav be'amod vachzer, because he was mevatel the essay. But kol yomav amod vachzer means that unless he does a shiluchim that doesn't lend itself to amod vachzer, is kol yomav lo yuchal shalcha shiluchin she shiluchel kol yomav. Tosis later on in the sugya on daf tesvav amid beis, you see the Tosis divra maschil midi. It's a long Tosis, but at the end of that Tosis, he has a kasha. Lo lo nemar shigzeres hakosiv he be ones. Meaning, the Gemara is raising an objection against the man the Yomav who says chemo v'lo chemo, because kol yomav doesn't make any sense. As Rashi explained, he has to remarry her now in front of Bezdin. But Tosa says, but wait a minute, maybe the two extra words kol yomav are coming to teach you that this case of the essay of lo siya liisha is the exception to the rule of kimo v'lo kimo. And even though in all of the lav he has to be mekayim the essay immediately when Bezdin wants it here, the Torah went out of its way to say kol yomav to teach you that we're going to extend for the rest of his life the possibility of his being mekayim the essay be menatik the lav. The Ramban also asked this question. Other Rishonim ask almost the exact opposite question. Minayin lanum, how do we know that when Ravan in the name of Rabbi Yochanan said kol yomav, they meant to say that kol yomav means he can be mekayim the essay for the rest of his life? Maybe that's not what they meant at all. Maybe the kol yomav, as two extra words in the pasuk, come to add an essay after his gerushin. Lahosif essay liachar shigarshena yamod viachzira miyad. In other words, let's reinterpret kol yomav to mean that what the Torah is saying is that after your gerushin, you have to stand up and remarry her immediately. And therefore, the kol yomav means, and this is the way the Ritva explains it in his kasha, that even if he divorces her, and he immediately remarries her, and immediately divorces her, over and over again, back and forth, kol yomav, he's chayav in this essay, no matter how many times he divorces her, remarries her, every single time that he divorces her, he has to remarry her. That's the kol yomav. But in effect, if that be the case, then even according to Reish Lakish Kimo v'lo Kimo, there's no problem with kol yomav. We're going to take him into Bezdin and warn him, you have to marry her now. And the chiddush of kol yomav is that in any event, any time, point in time during the future where he divorces her, he's going to have to remarry her. Now, according to Tosfos that we saw before, Divrei Maskil Hinicha, that there's no halacha of kima v'lo kima as hasra in Bezdin, but rather the kima has to be of the essay immediately, tokenei dibur. Tosfos points out that I don't know if you see it in Tosfos much, but the other Rishonim point out that Rashi himself in Chulin on Daf Kuf Bem Aleph Amin Aleph Dibra Masl Kimo seems to interpret that he has to be Mekayim the Essay immediately. And there are Rishonim who hold that even if you hold Kimo Volo Kimo, he has Kol Yomav to be Mekayim the Essay. And that's a Pella because in that sense, we're really closing the gap on the machlok stream bitlo v'lo bitlo and kimo v'lo kimo. The difference between the two is that if I hold bitlo v'lo bitlo, at one point during the course of one's life, he can be chayv malchus for a lav anithik, let's say, i.e. when he's mevatel the essay. Kimo v'lo kimo means we're going to give him his entire life to be mekayim the essay. And even if, in other words, only when it becomes impossible for him to be mekayim the essay, although that situation arose through no active mice of his own, he gets malchus. So if you hold kimo v'lo kimo, the Chiv Malkus for the Aver Salav is suspended up until the time when it's impossible to Mekayim the essay. The Chiddush and the Chumrah of Kimo V'lo Kimo against Bitlo V'lo Bitlo is that we don't need, in order to engender Malkus, we don't need a Bitlo be a dying. Like, for example, if he takes the mother bird and the mother bird dies of a natural death, or if he steals something and it gets destroyed, but you didn't destroy it, in those cases, since there's no possibility of the Kim Essay, you get Malkus for the Averis Halav, whereas Bidlo V'lo Bidlo requires a Kum V'asei. For example, let's take in the case of the Kohen, who divorces his Anusa, and he has no possibility, therefore, of being Mekayim the mitzvah of Amod V'achzer, is if you hold Kimo V'lo Kimo, then although he did nothing to be mevatel the lav, clearly he would get malchus. I'm sorry, to be mevatel the essay, clearly he gets malchus for the averus halav. If on the other hand I hold bitlo velo bitlo, then we cannot give malchus because he didn't actively complete the lav with the bitl essay. If you hold bitlo velo bitlo, I need an active bitl essay. If you hold kima velo kima, I need even a metzias of bitl essay, not an active bitl essay. But then the question becomes, in the light of this particular sheet of Rishonim against Rashi, which is the sheet of Ramban, the sheet of Meiri, the Magid Mishnah Shechita says such a thing in Perek Yud Gimel, and according to that whole school of thought, we have to go back to the drawing board and understand what does the Gemara mean, he nichal amad yomer bitlo v'lo bitlo. And perhaps at this point we have to introduce the other gears in our Gemara. We've been interpreting this Gemara according to the gears of Rashi, but there is another girsa according to which, on the contrary, the Gemara is asking Akasha on the mandiomer bitlo velo bitlo. If I hold kimo velo kimo, then kol yama biamod vach zerkai is very simple, because kimo velo kimo means that biyoda l'kayim esesi kol yamei chayav. That's what kol yama biamod vach zerkai. What was the Gemara's kasha on the man diomer bitlo velo bitlo, according to this girsa? And if you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, he says the following. In my Gemara, it's two lines before the end of Tesvav and Aleph. V'amrinan ha nicha l'man detani kol mitzis losa seshesh bakuma se kiem esse shema potu lo kiem chayav. If hainu di'ikol meimar, it makes sense according to that man diomer litkune lavi hudios, that the goal and the purpose of the essay is to be metakin the lav, and therefore he has the remainder of his life to be metakin the lav. That's called kimo velo kimo. Eleman tony bidlo, it means if you hold bidlo, you're only chayef when you do something actively to destroy the lav, to destroy the essay. Excuse me, kagon shehechil anos lekelv the chayef. He's chayef for taking the nosar and destroying it, because he no longer has the possibility of being mekayim the essay of sreifa. If he leaves the nosar as is, and he's not sorefit, he's not chayef. So how can you call that tikkuni alav? You know, the tikkuni alav, to be menatik the lav, makes sense if you hold kimo, that the kium is going to be menatik the lav. But if you hold bitlo velo bitlo, that he's not chayev until he's mevat to the lav. If he's not chayev, how can you say that the kiyum essay is coming to be menatek, to be metaking the lav? He's not even chayev for that lav. If you hold kimo velo kimo, he's chayev for the averus halav, but the kiyum essay is a nituk on the lav. And that concept, which Rava tells us before, when he answered Reb Papa's question as to why lav anitik lese is not similar to lav the chasima, is because here in the case of lav anitik lese, the Torah gave the essay to fix up the lav. I mean, that logic makes sense if you hold kimo velo kimo, because you're really chayav for the averus halav. Now the Torah gave the essay as a possibility to be not take the lav, and that makes it so dissimilar to the lav de chasima. But if you hold bitlo velo bitlo, meaning once you violate the lav, you're not chayav any at this point, because you haven't done something active to be mevatel the essay. You didn't take the nosar and throw it in the garbage. And as long as the nosar lends itself to sreifa, you have not incurred a chiyuv malchus. Is if that be the case, is the nature of the essay is just to teach you that the complete violation of the lav, and this we saw in Rashi already, is through the bittul essay. If that be the case, there's no way of concluding yet that the essay conceptually is a tikkun on the lav. That's the way Rabbeinu Chananel understands this Gemara according to his girsa, and you'll see this also in the Baal Havar, the Ramban, the Meiri, the Ritva. And the Rif himself seems to indicate that. So the Girsa is a Girsa Fucha. So let's just make a cheshbin where we're up to. If you take a look on Daf Tes Vav Amid Beis, you will see that the Gemara says, Midei, this again according to Rashi's gear, so we'll go back to Rashi, Midei hu taima el Rabbi Yochanan. Now, as we needed this explanation of Ravin in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, of Kol Yom V'Yamod V'Achzer, only according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that Lav Shekom Ayaseh Lokan Olav, and we had a problem in the case of an Ones who's Megarish his wife, and then he remarries, so he doesn't get Malkus. And we were stuck with that problem. What about Lav Shekom Ayaseh Lokan Olav? And the answer is Kol Yom V'Yamod V'Achzerkai. So the Yamod V'Achzerkai was compelled that new definition of the mitzvah of Kol Yom Ba'amod V'Achzerka in the case of Onis Shigirsha was compelled by Rabbi Yochanan Shita in Lav Shekod Moese. And we established through Kol Yom Ba'amod V'Achzerka that it's a Lav Hanitak Liese. So it's Rabbi Yochanan who gave us the problem. And if it's Rabbi Yochanan who holds Bitlo V'lo Bitlo, is Chayav Malkus, meaning Bitlo is Chayav Malkus, Lo Bitlo is part of a Malkus, so that, you know, we don't have a problem here. You know, it's true that Kol Yom V'Amod V'Achzerkai could not be reconciled with Reish Lakish, who holds Kima V'Lo Kima, but that's irrelevant. We only need to get Rabbi Yochanan on board here. This reconciliation of Amod V'Achzerkai is only necessary according to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan is the one who holds Bitlo V'Lo Bitlo. So the Gemara's answer makes a great deal of sense within the context of the Girsa of Rashi. How it'll square with the Girsa of all the other Rishonim who would say that the Gemara's Kash was Dafka on the Maniyama Bitlo, that we'll see next time. All right, we'll stop here.